This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
The Nutcracker.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hillary the Nutcracker. Holiday cheer.
And here it is, the Hillary Clinton Nutcracker. As you can see on the box, it says it has stainless steel thighs and cracks the toughest nuts. Is America ready for this nutcracker, it asks, and you can go to HillaryNutcracker.com to find out more. But it's very interesting. Pulled it out, you can see it's got the stainless steel thighs right there, but there's some excellent quotes on the back, which I'll go ahead and read now. The directions, as President Bush likes to say, you don't have to be a rocket surgeon to use it. You just place the nut between the legs and squeeze, much like Hillary herself has been known to do. Heard on the street, I can feel Bill's pain, says Barack Obama. I guess the battle against the vast right-wing nut conspiracy is still on. That's from Dick Cheney. Why does Hillary get to have all the fun, says Nancy Pelosi. Hillary Nutcracker, that's redundant, from John McCain. I'd be getting nervous if I was one of those nut jobs, Kim Jong-il. I can feel the squeeze from 50 feet away, says Rudy Giuliani, and no comment from Bill Clinton. So there you go, the Hillary Nutcracker. Very interesting piece of Americana, but you know what's different about this one than most others you'll find on the web? This one actually talks, and it sounds a lot like Hillary. Just listen.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
So, Hillary, what do you like to do to terrorists?
Let us bomb these places.
Hillary, what do you think about the disclosures that the Pentagon has been giving tons and tons of heavy armor and weaponry to police departments around the country?
Sometimes military action is necessary.
What are your thoughts on Edward Snowden?
Edward Snowden broke our laws.
But what about all this continued NSA surveillance? Is there anything we could do about that?
I think it would be shocking to most people if the United States stopped gathering information. That's just not the way the real world works.
Well, Hillary, what does your husband Bill think about NSA surveillance?
Wait, you want me to tell you what my husband thinks? So you ask my opinion, I will tell you my opinion. I'm not going to be channeling my husband.
Do you have any jokes?
I will try to preserve my reputation as being, you know, somewhat humorless and jokeless by not trying to tell one.
Now, if you're going to be running for president, you're going to have to campaign in the South. What are you going to be saying to all those people down there below the Mason-Dixon line?
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from.
All right, now I'm going to get serious. How do you feel about those four Americans that were killed in Benghazi?
What difference at this point does it make?
I thought you would say that. So why do we give those terrorists the heat-seeking missiles?
It's a constant balancing. What do we do? How far do we go?
But isn't arming terrorists bad?
The people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago.
Don't you think that's a bit hypocritical?
This is an inherent contradiction.
Now, Hillary, what about all the civilian deaths with drones? Is there anything we can do about that?
The numbers about potential civilian casualties, I take with a somewhat big grain of salt.
What do you think about Democrats who've been distancing themselves from Jonathan Gruber's remarks when they were praising him in the past?
What difference at this point does it make?
And what was that you said when you heard Colonel Gaddafi had been killed?
We came... We saw, he died.
Do you have anything else to say to the American people before you run for president?
But we came out of the White House not only dead broke, but in debt.
Well, as you can see, the Hillary Nutcracker is certainly full of more than just nuts. She's full of a lot of BS. But those stainless steel thighs are definitely a force to be reckoned with. We're definitely going to put this one back in the vault where it belongs. So we hope Hillary doesn't run for president again. But I hope you enjoyed this little presentation. Just looking back at some of the amazing things Hillary Clinton has had to say about certain events in the world. This is Rob Dew with InfoWars Nightly News. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please consider becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. You can now share your username and password with up to 20 people. Instead of 11, we've now upgraded it to 20. So be sure you get your membership today.
All right, folks, we're live on this Wednesday. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. But whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. We're live. It is the 19th day of November 2014. I don't normally do the classic talk show routine, but sometimes I do. A few times a year, maybe. A handful of times. Because I really myself want to focus in on the new year that's coming up and all the important developments that happened in 2014. And I want to hear your predictions for 2015. I don't want to do them the week of Christmas or on the eve of New Year's Eve. I want to start thinking about it now. What do you think the most important real developments are versus hype that's out there? I'd like to hear what you think the big diversionary story of 2014 has been so far, and what you think the big stories of the end of 2014, 2015 are going to be. When I talk about big stories, things that are going to affect us. Possible expansion of NATO confrontation with Russia. ISIS, Al-Qaeda renamed to confuse the public, striking into new countries, hitting the West.
race conflict in the United States being turned on high by the Democratic Party and others. Ferguson verdicts that can spark other chain reactions. GMO crops getting out of control. More and more studies coming out that they're obviously hurting humans. What's the next big shoe to drop? Will the globalists launch false flags somewhere in the West, like the United States or Europe, and allow ISIS to attack us, or attack us and say that ISIS did it as a pretext? This morning, I saw two Homeland Security federal vehicles. One of them pulling into a Wendy's I was driving past. It was a DHS explosives response vehicle. It was a Dodge truck with a cab on the back pulling into Wendy's. And then I saw before that a federal police DHS vehicle. We're going under federalization, and it's for imaginary things like just incredibly rare bombs, bombing attacks. The only folks that have really launched real bombing attacks in this country are the mentors of the current president. Oklahoma City was 100% proven stage false flag to blame the proto-Tea Party, the libertarian conservative movement that was trying to get us out of the UN and things. And Oklahoma had just passed a resolution 6 months before to do that, was going for open carry and leading the country in true Americana. So they got hit by Clinton and his people. I'm not going to recap that. I've made a film, been in other films, had the police officers on that saw the bombs. We have the hotel receipts of the FBI team that was there and said they weren't, that were then seen by witnesses in the building planting the bombs. We know they were on other false flags like Fast and Furious and got caught with their pants down as well. So these are the real issues that a politicized FBI has been caught doing. I'm not even saying it's the whole FBI, because it changes politically depending on who's control of it. But it's certain cells in the FBI and the CIA and other agencies working with other cells in the Justice Department right out of the White House. Kind of like we learned there were different cells operating out of the CIA, FBI with the White House, with the whole Iran-Contra situation, the whole thing with Nixon and the plumbers and Watergate. I mean, we know how this works. So what's the next big shoe to drop? Obviously, my reporters have been up there for 4 days in Ferguson outside Missouri, freezing their butts off. They're going to have a lot of news coming up today about DHS massing and a lot more. That'll be at the bottom of the third hour. We also have, from the Hagman Report, Doug Hagman joining us to get into a host of important issues in the second hour. But I want to open the phones up throughout this Wednesday edition, as we cover a lot of important economic news, you name it, and to take your phone calls. Here is this story by Paul Joseph Watson that just went up on Infowars.com, and it ties into a story from November 6th. Going back about 2 weeks ago, Obama caught ordering press to cover up Ebola. Pharmacologist reveals, who writes for Forbes, how press has bowed to government demand to keep Americans in the dark. He was at the official Duke University Ebola response with the head of the CDC. And David Kroll revealed that they all got together in a meeting and admitted with the AP and others that there was an order from the government to cover up people being disappeared who appeared to have Ebola. Now, we've had a medical doctor on, Lorenzi out of Missouri, who named the hospitals and the places that people were bleeding out. They believed they had Ebola, and they were disappeared and taken out of the records. That was not ever investigated by the mainstream media. It went on. We have other medical doctor sources. Gucciardi 2 weeks ago went to Dallas to investigate. The doctors were all totally scared and believe they're going to get in trouble when this all comes out 6 months, a year down the road, and the government will hang them out to dry for going along with the cover-ups. We're talking to heads of hospitals who feel liable for the cover-up. It's going on. And I was thinking about it this morning when I got up early and saw Paul Watson's article on Infowars.com at like 6:30 this morning, this new article, and I just thought how surreal it is that because the mainstream media is not covering it, a lot of my reporters aren't even covering it. And it just shows the effect. I've not been covering it. I mean, last week I told Gucciardi, I said, write an article about that. And he goes, yeah, but the doctors are scared. And I said, don't say the names of the hospitals. Just do it. And he goes, yeah, but it's not in the news. I know. That's the whole point. That's why he went to Dallas. So I'm going to get Anthony, I think, in here tomorrow. I want to schedule him in here for at least 30 minutes tomorrow. Let's get that set up right now. He'll get his notes together, write an article today that goes out tomorrow morning. And we'll just categorize all this because here's Paul Watson's new article. Now, remember, you had multiple people fly in from New York bleeding out of West Africa, and they're disappeared. You have somebody dying on a plane, vomiting blood, and before they even check him, they announce he doesn't have Ebola. You got people dying in Houston. You got weird deaths in Dallas. You've got all this weird stuff going on. And the feds show up, and then, no, that's not what happened here. Well, here's Paul Watson's latest article. NYC woman on Ebola watch list dies bleeding from mouth. Authorities say heart attack. Did you hear that? New York City woman on Ebola watch list dies bleeding from mouth. Authorities say heart attack. Are suspected Ebola cases being covered up? A woman who returned from Guyana 18 days ago and was on an Ebola monitoring list dropped dead in a Brooklyn hair salon yesterday after eyewitnesses said she began bleeding from the mouth and nose, but authorities later asserted the case of death was an apparent heart attack. Maybe it is. But it just keeps happening and happening and happening to people on the list. The fire department in New York activated the special operations and hazmat units after the woman who had traveled to Guyana 3 weeks ago, according to the sources of the scene, died at Amy Professional African Hair Braiding in the Brownsville area of Brooklyn, reports the Daily Mail. Despite eyewitnesses reporting that there was blood coming from the woman's face, nose, and mouth when authorities claimed she had not displayed any Ebola symptoms. See, it's also the signs of lying. Why not just say the heart attack made her bleed out of the nose and mouth? No, they just say no blood, but the witnesses said there's blood everywhere. And had, in fact, died of a heart attack. The woman who was in her 40s is being tested for Ebola, the results of which will be announced later today. Now, let's just stop right there. In the video, the hazmat crews and all the rest of it, and what happened to the hair salon and the eyewitnesses is on InfoWars.com. But just don't believe InfoWars.com. Here's the Forbes article. Liberian traveler at Duke Hospital, negative for Ebola. And you read it, and buried in the article, they go, oh, yeah, we were told to cover up what appears to be Ebola in the country. That's the issue, is the order of the cover-up, and why would the media go along with that? That is very newsworthy. Now, I hope Ebola isn't spreading. I live here. I'm not saying it's going to be some huge epidemic or pandemic. All I know is they're letting people in as the numbers increase in Africa. And notice how the Ebola story, once this new czar got in control, is known for media cover-ups. You don't even hear about the escalation of deaths in Africa. You don't hear about people flying in now. It's just off the radar. 1/100th of the Ebola news there was overnight, starting 3-4 weeks ago, when people got upset and were making it political and saying, control our borders, control the flights coming in, all these other countries banned it, governors said stuff, and the order went out, hey, there's no Ebola, we're Ebola free, a surgeon just died over the weekend who had Ebola, but that doesn't matter in the U.S., doesn't matter. There's no Ebola, and you can keep your doctor if you like your doctor, and it's going to cut your health care in half to the cost of a phone bill, and raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit, and you didn't build your business, and Obama doesn't know Gruber, even though he knows Gruber and says he's the main architect, and there are no death panels, even though there are death panels, and we don't want your guns, even though we want to ban your guns. I mean, this is a known group of liars, folks, that killed thousands of Mexicans and hundreds of Americans, including at least 6 police officers. You count the Border Patrol, in shipping guns to Mexico and got caught and giving heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda and everything else in Benghazi, you can't trust anything comes out of their mouths. That's all I'm getting at here. And everybody seems to know that. It's almost passé that I'm even on air now. It was so radical years ago to talk like this. Now it's just like, okay, yeah, there's cancer viruses in the vaccines. Okay, GMO kills lab rats. And the honeybees, okay. Well, I want to hear from you what you think the biggest and the next big shoe to drop is, the next big balloon. What are you most concerned about? Because by having a debate about it, we can get ready for it, draw attention to it, maybe stop it. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We also have the special report, Hillary Clinton Talking Nutcracker Tells All. It's a real jewel by news director Rob Dew. I suggest everyone go to InfoWars.com and watch it right now. We're going to post it on Facebook and Real Alex Jones on Twitter.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
official. Obama is to announce his, quote, immigration reform, unilateral, outside of Congress's control, outside of the courts, in Las Vegas on Friday. Drudge Report calls it the Vegas jackpot. And that report is out of CNBC News. They're saying that the health order will omit health benefits. Well, they already give them health benefits, so I think that's PR propaganda out of the New York Times, if you ask me. We'll give you details of that coming up. I do want to, again, take a lot of your phone calls here today, and we'll start doing that here in a moment. Then we'll look at the latest in Ferguson. We've got some very interesting news and some good news. AT&T quietly backs away from its use of advanced tracking cookies due to public backlash and the fact that there's now a major market in not surveilling people. Also, military deploys chemical, biological, nuclear, and high-yield explosive response vehicles to St. Louis, Missouri. Very interesting. Terrorism-related deaths up 60% last year, worldwide study says. Yeah, because the West has turned loose jihadi globalist armies. So we'll be breaking those reports down. Also, we'll get into three of the 10 largest economies in the world have already fallen into recession. Is the U.S. next? We never left the recession in most sectors of the economy, in my view, since 2008. We'll also look at a Zero Hedge article about one reader's shocked response upon learning his health insurance costs had doubled. There's another great report on Infowars.com. This is why Rand Paul is Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare, and more. That is all coming up today. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We're going to talk to Mr. Hagman coming up in the second hour with all of his intel sources, breaking down what he thinks Obama may try to pull to get his executive order agenda through. Don't think they're not going to go for broke. They know America's waking up. They're going to pull something. Everybody can see it. Everybody can feel it. We know the MO, the history of these people. So do you have your eyes peeled? What's your gut tell you is coming next? That's what we're talking about right now, the next big event. Or what do you think the big events of 2015 will be, or in the last month coming up of 2014? Let's talk to Slim in Canada. Slim, what's your view?
My view is I think they're going to come out of left field with this one. You know, they came at us with 9/11, and they gave us – we didn't expect that. So I think they're going to give us something unexpected. It's nothing to do with ISIS, nothing to do with Ebola, nothing to do with all the stuff that they're trying to scare us. What they're doing is they're basically priming us to put us in a state of fear, which for me personally isn't working. They want to do something that's completely out of the box, I'm thinking. And it's going to be something like, I think it's going to be health related. I mean, you know, you could see that they're upping the, you know, the bioengineering or whatever, geoengineering. These days you see a lot more planes in the sky.
Well, that's what Obama said. He said this is a trial run for something airborne much worse. And it is. This whole Ebola thing is a trial run. Can they order the media to lie and cover stuff up? And will they go along with the order to stand down? And clearly, yes, the media is now ready to jeopardize themselves and the entire future of this nation and the world by being subservient, supine, horribly demonic lapdogs nesting on the chest of this corrupt system.
Well, they don't call it paid programming for nothing. We're the ones who are trying to be programmed. That's the key. I mean, they're trying to program us. We're not watching program. We're being programmed. So, I mean, the media is going to try and spin it to the sheep as much as they can and try and put their spin on it and put us, like I said, put us at a left field, just like they did with all the other false flags. I mean, we just found out that here in Canada, that the one that we had here was completely a false flag. I mean, the guy, turns out, wasn't even, I mean, there's some cases that are showing that the guy wasn't even a Canadian citizen, let alone a guy in the military.
Well, I'll tell you how it's false flag. Major Hassan, that shot and killed 13 people, wounded huge numbers of others. For 2 years, the CIA was watching him, talking to the supposed head of Al-Qaeda, Alaki, and they declared national security on those emails, never told the Army, knew he was going to do it and let him do it. Just like they've helped fund Al-Qaeda to attack Assad, they turn around, run into Iraq, grab the oil fields, and then go, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? They're false flagging us in front of us. You know, false flags don't mean the government carries the attack out every time. Sometimes they just fund the nutbags and then open the door for them to do it. Great point. So you're looking for biological terrorism or staged Al-Qaeda terrorism in 2015 so we learn to worship our captors and have mass Stockholm syndrome. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Little Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Go right back to your phone calls and back into the news on this live Wednesday worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Please remember how vitally important it is to spread the word about this broadcast. The fact that we're on close to 180 affiliates, a lot of them big stations, a lot of them great mom and pops across the country, is such a testament to the fact that America is waking up. And the fact that this broadcast 15 years ago was seen as out of this world, bizarre, crazy, wild, and now you see the points we bring up being echoed across the media sphere shows that we're not as naive as we once were. I'm only going off the facts, off the history, off the documentation. So when you're listening to us on an AM or FM affiliate, please tell your friends and family. Please tell people at red lights, hey, tune in to such and such station right now. They're covering some important news. That's how people used to get their news, was word of mouth. And people still get it that way. That's how we've come from nowhere and grown exponentially, is that as wild as this information sounds, 20 years ago when we started, so much of it's come true that people now understand that we're not perfect, but that we, for all intents and purposes, have got some of the most accurate, piercing, in-depth research and information out there. And so we want to share that with people. We don't want to be defeated by the globalist. We don't want to be slaves. And I was thinking about something right before the broadcast started, and the last caller raised this point. If a robber is breaking in my house and a neighbor calls and says, hey, Alex, I see some guy going in your basement. Most people don't have basements in Texas. I've got a basement. House I've got out in the country has a basement. And if a neighbor called and said, hey, I see a guy breaking in your basement, I wouldn't say, how dare you fearmonger to me. I'd say, thanks, David, or thanks, Ron, or thanks, Carol, or whatever their name was. This is hypothetical. And I would call the police first. And then I would get a firearm. And I would get to a position away in concealment from the entrance to the basement that's outside. And I'd say, come out with your hands up and get on the ground. Because if somebody's going to break in your house when you're there, most of the time they're armed and will carry out violence. If somebody's robbing your house when you're not there, if I pulled up and caught somebody breaking into my house, I'd probably just sit back, call 911, because I don't want to kill somebody over property. It's too much trouble. But if you come to my house when I'm there and break in, you are dangerous, and I'm going to go after you. But that's a side issue. The reason I raise that that analogy is it's not fear-mongering to tell someone what's already going on. One time I was walking out by Big Bend between one lodge and the other lodges. They're at the Chizos Lodge. And my friend said, hey, let's just walk around. You don't want to walk out through that grass. This happened this year in March. And I said, come on, let's just go back to the restaurant now. I'm tired. That's just grass. I've walked over it before. All right, you're going to break your leg. Walk out about 50 yards. Someone had removed a telephone pole or something in the dark on the gravel, 3-foot hole, leg goes all the way in, rupture half my Achilles. I'm going through rehabilitation right now. Should have surgery probably, but we're going to see. But the reason I tell that story is they weren't being a fearmonger. I always use that analogy. Don't walk around in fields without a flashlight. I've used that for 20 years on air, and then I did it. And that's a good testament there as well. Just because I say something doesn't mean I'm following it. I'm trying to. I try to walk the walk if I talk the talk. But you know, sometimes we just don't think. We're tired. Take a shortcut. When I get up here on air and I tell you that most neurological disorders have been directly linked to vaccines, bioaccumulation of pesticides, and fluoride in the water, there are Harvard and Cambridge. When I say hundreds, that's me lying, because there's really thousands. But people think I exaggerate. Most of the time, I know there's thousands of studies, probably 10,000. I mean, there are thousands I've seen on fluoride alone from Japan and China and Russia and Germany. There are more than 100 from the University of Texas going back to the 1930s. They had studies at UT in the 30s proving everything we know today already. So see, when I say, oh, there's hundreds of studies, no, there's tens of thousands. So many, I have no idea how many. It's in the tens of thousands. So from now on, I'm going to stop holding back. I'm really trying to train myself to tell you what I really know. Because I'm not exaggerating most of the time. I am holding back, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not because I don't think we can't beat them. It's not because I'm trying to scare you. Because being in a fear place is not effective. I want you to get upset and angry. But I have the best crew I've ever had in, you know, 17 years of having a crew. First 3 years, it was just me. And I guess Buckley helping, my cousin who's come back to work with us after being gone for 12 years. So I guess he was there at the start. My dad helped a little bit as well. And my sister. But I've never had a crew this good. But still, there's an instinct when something's going on around the office or bad news to not tell me about it and try to fix it. And I told them, don't do that. I want to know what's going on. I want to hear about it so that I can be prepared for it. If somebody was coming to rob your house in an armed robbery, would you rather know, even though it's scary? Would you call the person that warned you a fearmonger? When they hang up flyers around a neighborhood saying this man has been seen breaking into 5 houses this week and tried to kidnap a woman, be on the lookout, is that fearmongering? No. It's local. It's been reported by citizens. It's being watchful and vigilant. When they say give up your rights, Al-Qaeda will kill you, and then our own government's protecting Al-Qaeda, that is fearmongering. So you have to judge each thing at each point. I want to go back to your calls. I'm just getting to the point that we're raising the alarm, the watchman, the watchwoman on the wall, the Paul Revere, and I'm not the Paul Revere. We are all collectively the Paul Revere. Great tyranny is upon us, and it's our job to tell others about it. So sign up for the free newsletter we send out every day with exclusive videos, you name it, special articles at Infowars.com/newsletter. Just put your email in and then it's free. We can send you emails. You've got to opt in for us to send you the information. Send that on to your friends and family. Repost our stuff on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other platforms that are out there. I don't care whether it's Pinterest or Instagram. Just know you've got power. Know you matter. Know we're on the verge of really getting an upper hand on the globalists, and they know it and are scared. We're gaining the momentum right now. We've got the momentum. We just crossed over, and we're tied in this football game with a quarter left. This is the time for total intensity and just going into the zone in the information war. It's not about deciding you're going to win. It's knowing you're going to win and committing to it. I mean, do you really want to be a slave of these horrible control freaks that want to mess with our food supply and water supply and call us idiots in front of us on television and laugh at how they're ripping us off like Gruber's doing? I mean, are we really done? I'm going to go to your calls just briefly. 3 times a day I take my vitamin B12, especially in the winter, for boosting my body's natural defenses, immunity, you name it. I took elderberry this morning. I gave elderberry to my children. I gave vitamin B12, a secret 12 to them. I gave them a little bit of colloidal silver, which I don't normally do unless somebody's already sick, to bolster because of how bad the superbugs have gotten. I don't have to tell you about that. InfoWarsLife.com. We are selling out very, very quickly. We sold out of like 80% of it Friday through Monday, and now it's slowed down a bit, but it will be sold out at current sales rates by this weekend. So Secret 12, still available, InfoWarsLife.com, the first run of this special, super organic. It is the injectable form, but you take it in the mouth. And that's why it's so powerful. It's nutraceutical, super grade, the most powerful we could find. It took us 2 years to finally get this out. 80% is methylcobalamin, the other 20% is the other type of special vitamin B12 that fuses with it and causes more absorption from the research. You can read all about it, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We had sold out of Oxy Powder for a week or so. More Oxy Powder discounted with promo code NOW, and we are ending that tomorrow at midnight. So Friday, promo code NOW, 5% off, already what's discounted, lowest prices. It's gone. We're still going to offer until it sells out. It looks like that'll be this weekend. The Survival Shield X2 with the lung cleanse, 10% off in the biodefense pack. InfoWarsLife.com or the big umbrella site, InfoWarsStore.com for the books, the films, the T-shirts, all of it. And it doesn't just spread the word, doesn't just inform you to a higher level. It supports this entire transmission. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank all of the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, the good Lord above, my family, everybody that put up with me over the years, because we built something very special here, and you've got my commitment to do the best job I can. Doesn't mean it won't be obnoxious sometimes. Doesn't mean I won't fall down sometimes. Doesn't mean we won't fall down sometimes, but you've got a commitment here that we're together in this fight. I'm committed to the end, whatever the cost may be. We shall never surrender, to quote Churchill. I am committed, and in my soul, it feels good. That feeling of commitment, that feeling of doing the right thing, eclipses any fears, any regrets, anything 1,000 times. It's like joining my ancestors. It's like joining with God. It's committing to reality. It's being a man. It's doing the right thing. And it ain't special, folks. It's just doing the right thing. And it's what fulfills you. Not the baubles, not the narcissism, none of it. Doing the right thing in a good cause and committing and deciding you're going to uphold your family name is what it's all about. And I salute all of you out there that have done that. From me to you, God bless you. Let's go to John in Wisconsin, formerly Wisconsin, FEMA Region 5. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, brother. What do you think the next big shoe to drop is?
I don't know. I think this whole thing about the XL pipeline is like a hoax, and we're being played because you notice that all the Democrats are against it, and they're just pushing against the Republicans and this, that, and the other thing. And when in reality, it has no benefit to us. We're not getting any of the oil. We're not getting anything to do with that except, you know, it'd make more jobs down in New Orleans loading the ships. That's about it. And all it's going to do, I think, is to further the North American Union.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you that most of our Western oil gets loaded on ships and sent to China at lower prices than we get, sold to the government at lower prices. They mark it up at higher prices than what we pay. I'm not disagreeing with you, but if you're talking about the Keystone, they built a $3 billion refinery in Corpus Christi that the federal government's been not letting them open for years. We haven't had one new refinery since like 1981, and this is economic sabotage. And then George Soros, who financed, along with Berkshire Hathaway, the feds not letting the Keystone get activated, they own the railroad. You can look this up. This is in Forbes, AP, you name it, that then transships from the middle of Canada and the east of Canada all the way over to the west to the super tankers to go to China and Japan. Tell me if I'm wrong, because I don't understand. You're saying you don't think the Keystone Pipeline will give us oil?
Well, I haven't heard any of that coming from any politician's mouth or anything. The thing is that are we going to be able to buy the gas for what they're selling it to China for, which is probably like...
No. No, I mean, obviously they're going to sell most of it to foreigners because they'll... Look, all I know is we need to be energy dependent, and Obama and others have been trying to block that for a long time. And if George Soros doesn't want the pipeline, why shouldn't we have a pipeline to bring Canadian oil down here? I mean, that's all I'm saying is more oil means cheaper prices. And I know they're blocking that refinery. Now, they're saying that refinery may produce gas as well and sell refined gas. So who knows? We'll see what happens. I appreciate your call. You know, I just kind of default. When George Soros is for something, I'm against it. He's for taking my guns, I'm against it. He's for open borders, I'm against it. He's for attacking the family, I'm against it. He's for decriminalizing marijuana, I'm for it. But then him being for it makes me question my judgment. I don't know. Let's go to Maggie in Oklahoma. What do you think the next big shoe to drop is in 2015?
I think that our Justice Department has totally become corrupt, and the fact that it has is going to hit the fan very soon.
I totally agree with you. I think that the reason government acts like we don't exist anymore is they know that with derivatives and economic indicators being collapse level, no way to hold up the house of cards. It's like having a house of cards in your backyard on a still day on a card table. But you know, even though it's a still day, a gust of wind will come by sometime that day and knock those cards over. And a watch pot never boils, but you're going to be looking out the back window, the kitchen window, and those cards are going to be laying all over the ground. And most experts we interview think the big collapse is in 2015. And I want to be clear. I'm not a voyeur for disaster. I'm not a collapse porn consumer. I hope this doesn't happen. I hope we can mitigate and have a soft landing. But the globalists are only accelerating things that will make the collapse worse. And we see government gearing up for collapse everywhere. What else do you think?
That this gust of wind has a name on it, and his name is Schaefer Cox. C-H-S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R-C-O-X.
Who is that?
He is a young man that was thrown into jail 2 years ago.
Send me some info, man, because I'm not aware of what you're getting into. Thank you. Chris in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that Americans are going to wake up on a massive scale, and we're going to get big government out of our lives and start ruling ourselves again like we were supposed to. And we're going to hold these criminals responsible for the crimes against humanity and take the info they have on how the world really works, on who we really are, free energy technology, and we're going to become free and prosperous again and show the rest of the world how to do it, and we'll live to be 200 years old and colonize space and explore the galaxy.
Sounds good to me. You know, I know this. It's innovation that gets dead economies going, and the globalists are doing everything they can to give lip service innovation, but blocking it, and it is going to be free energy. It's going to be things like that that they're suppressing that would be the next, just like the Silicon Revolution, that'll be our next boom. Anything else, Chris?
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. Now I'm going to take a ton of calls coming up in the next segment. Steve, Ken, James, many others, 800-259-9231. Our article that Paul Watson wrote about is there an Ebola cover-up going on is linked on drudgereport.com, going viral now, and I hope he adds more to that article of all the other stories, or he's on the left-hand side column, asking, is this Ebola?
This hour brought to you by KDArmor.com, your most affordable option for body armor. Packages starting at $195. Go now to KDArmor.com and get yours. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Yeah. special report on the normalcy bias and how it creates learned helplessness, or what I call mass Stockholm syndrome. Alex Jones here, back live. Because the reason I'm trying to get people shaken out of their complacency is the globalists want to put you into complacency to just accept the most outrageous stuff. Oh, we torture people. Oh, we disappear people. Oh, we spy on you without warrants, even though it's illegal. Oh, we give your kids flu shots without authorization. It's all illegal. And they go, oh, but the local government's not a bad group. The person you talk to is not bad on average. And that's true. They're compartmentalized and aren't overtly trying to be evil. But then they go along with the system and have now become compromised. That happens in corporations, everywhere else. This country is in a crisis. It's starting to wake up, but we need to get fully awake. Steve in Florida, what do you see as the next big event or globalist staged event? I like the last caller because he was raising the point of a huge awakening happening in 2015, accelerating the awakening we've already seen.
I agree with Slim earlier. I believe they would like to initiate the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act nationwide with mass vaccinations and perhaps a financial collapse. And I've not spoken to you since 99 or 2000, but I just met a young man just a week or two ago who placed Alex Jones InfoWars billboards in 13 major U.S. cities. I just saw one a week ago, and I'll name the cities if you wish.
Yeah, I'd like to meet the young man that did it and find out more and get other people to step up and do this. Yeah, tell us about it.
Here's the cities: Richmond, Virginia; Raleigh, North Carolina; Columbia, South Carolina; Pensacola, Florida; Birmingham, Alabama; Gulfport and Jackson, Mississippi; Knoxville, Tennessee; Shreveport; Baton Rouge; Lafayette; and Lake Charles, Louisiana; and Little Rock, Arkansas. He spent this money, his own money, because unless Americans wake up now, the nation is finished. He told me that to my own face. I've followed and supported and prayed for you for 20 years. I'm going to continue, and I want to encourage you, never give up, and always stay close to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Steve, don't hang up. I recognize your voice. You were calling like 18 years ago, and I haven't talked to you in over a decade. You used to call all the time. It's great to talk to you, buddy.
Same here. I've been dealing with Gulf War syndrome, and a lot of the former Navy SEALs with whom I served and a lot of the Marines, they've died, but I continue to stay vigilant for our Lord and to support you.
That's right. I remember all the great intel you used to give us back on what was happening when they ordered the Marines. Remember, it was even in the newspaper to tell the kids, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. Remember that?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, I remember. Yeah. So
I just want to encourage everybody listening. I've passed out thousands of flyers with InfoWars over the years. I just don't know who picked them up or whatever. I passed them out to people. I just thank the Lord that I had that ability. Now I'm pretty much too sick with Gulf War illness to do much except get on this phone and encourage anybody else that has legs and a brain to perhaps do a little bit or a lot, like this young man, $40,000 he spent of his own money because of what you've been doing for 20-plus years, encouraging folks out here to do it.
Well, let me know who this young man is. He should get in touch with us because there's all these businessmen and women and successful folks that we should create a database of stations, and then they can help put billboards up in those areas. Billboards are very inexpensive now because the economy is in so much trouble. So you can really get huge billboards that would have cost $10,000 15 years ago for like $1,000, including the printing. And it would be, and I think InfoWars isn't perfect, but it's one of the better things to promote. And absolutely, that's the reason we keep exploding, is people like that. But yeah, this fellow that called in used to give me a lot of intel on special forces stuff. All of it turned out to be accurate. And just God bless you. In fact, is Steve already gone?
I'm here. I'm still here.
So what kind of special operations were you in? I forget.
I was a supporter of SEAL Team 1 many years ago.
Well, God bless you, brother. Call back again. I hope you get better. We should pray for
Thank
Steve.
You for listening to
That's
GCN.
A guy for service for country. We'll be back. Stay
Visit
with us.
GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12.
B12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections. And adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.